Africa, getting a government of national unity or a government of national and provincial disunity. We speak to Neil De Beer, the president of the United Independent Movement. Welcome, Neil.
A very good day, Chris, and to all the great Biz News family. At this current moment, I think we'll take any of the two. We just want it done. I said to a guy the other day, he said to me, what ministries do you think they're going to get access? Okrayala Bosbo, get it done. I don't care. And I think we're there, you know, but we pray for unity and not disunity.
I know, Neil, if you were a voter and not a politician, would you have felt that you are getting a government you voted for or a government that has been picked for you by politicians?
I think, Chris, on both sides. I think if we take, can we call it the two main characters of this play, and it's starting to become more and more a Shakespeare thriller, Macbeth. We have to look at the two characters. And at this current moment, if you look at the ANC and the DA, I can tell you on both of those sides, voters that voted for the ANC and voters that voted for the DA unequivocally are not happy. Some of them are feeling absolutely sold out, but they are currently sitting back and say, okay, we are adamant DA, adamant ANC supporters, we'll go with this, but if they fail, they are going to get the harshest reaction from those who at this current moment say, but this is not what we voted for. But patience must be given, and I think we need to take that leap of faith.
Neil, last time we spoke, there were 10 parties in the so-called government of national unity. And as predicted by you in a private conversation earlier this week, BOSA entered into talks with the African National Congress, and so did the Economic Freedom Fighters. What do you say?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people saying a lot of stuff. I get frequently asked, because this has now become a weekly feature, people are interacting and saying, how do you get it right and how do you get it wrong? Well, firstly, you do your study. You tap into your intelligence, but then you look at what is predictable. I told you there's no way that a Musi Maimane can help himself by not getting into the fire. So while this carnival door's closing, a couple are trying to slip in. And it's not unpredictable. We said there was a very weird calculator that was going up, that was being updated as the week went, where you could see there was a formula of how much does the ANC require to get, without the DA, to make 201. And in my calculation, they needed BOSA. They needed Musi Maimane's two seats in National Assembly to get to 201. But I then said, if they do that, and that is their intention, they must be careful that the now DA compatriots, the IFP and the Freedom Front, that they don't walk out. So there will always be this balance. But yes, I predicted it, and he put out a press release. That's now BOSA Musi, 2 days ago, saying they're talking. But the one that is currently not just talking, but causing a fracas, is, as usual, drum roll, the EFF. There they are. They went, they spoke. And one thing you must tell about them is they're quite blatant in your face, like they've always been. And they said, we can become the alternative to the government of national unity's current recipe. We'll bake the same cake, but you must know, without the DA and without the Freedom Front. So there they are, and I don't think they're going to be the last people that are trying to slip in the last pieces of recipe of this new South African cake.
But if it ends up in a government where the African National Congress and the DA are the major parties, do you think that the people on the DA side, the strategist, had envisaged it was going to end up like this, with all parties coming to the party?
No, because you don't know. Now, can I tell you, this is not my first rodeo. This total happening of the government of national unity talks, I have gone through two of them. One was I experienced some of CODESA, and I experienced the whole MPC multi-party chartered journey. Both of those can I call it, highlight national debates were based on the same principle. In the multi-party charter, the founding members, when we started, invited any party in this country that had the same vision, the same ideology, and the same understanding to join. We got a flurry of parties that wanted to join, and some of them did, and some of them we rejected. So this is the same thing. And by the way, I can only talk because I know how the DA, can I call it IFP, Freedom Front, I've worked with them for a year and a half weekly, and that is the negotiations that will go on. We don't know who's going to come in, but they must align. And this is the same format. So what is also extra special, and here's the thing, Cyril Ramaphosa, the Cyril of the CODESA negotiations, a week ago came out. There he is. He jumped up, and there we now see the old negotiator coming in and putting down his iron rod. And we were waiting for that. I was waiting for not the President Cyril, not the Cyril we know, but the old negotiator that must come in. And this is also not his first rate. So there we are. We saw it. It's there. And now you've got to sit down and say the extra parties that are coming in, the ones that are causing maybe a little bit of a shift, you can't stop that. And they are sitting and dealing with it, as I know, currently day by day.
As things stand, this government of so-called national unity is now going to end up with strongly opposing factions. Those parties that support the West versus those parties that support the East. Surely there's going to be a huge battle for foreign policy control.
Yeah, I call it the Battle of Hills. You know, you have a war, but you have intricate battles in between. This is the first battle. This is the first hill that they need to climb, and that is to sort out who's getting cabinet and who's not. Now, Chris, here's my finger in the wind. I think they are going to settle on 6. I think they are going to get 6 ministries and 6 deputy ministries. I think they're going to get the majority of, can I call it, the economic cluster. So here's my prediction. They're going to focus on education. So they might get minister education of basic and higher. I think they're going to go for electricity and energy. They're going to want to get involved because that has a major economic bearing, load shedding, getting rid of it. So the DA would want to get somewhere their fingers on the pie of energy and creation of electricity. They're definitely hunting trade and industry. They definitely are going to look at infrastructure, because if you look at infrastructure, education, finance, trade and industry, if you look at those kind of mechanics in a Lego block, they are critical to the movement of the basic economy, lifestyle, and obviously stability of a country. So my prediction is education, trade, no doubt, don't be surprised if they get Bosbo, forestry, and they're definitely going to look at the energy market, and that will be the kind of economic cluster they're fighting for. There's no way they would get justice. Because if you had to give today the Ministry of Justice to Helen Ziller, we don't have a parliament, they'll have to dissolve it. That's my opinion. Now, here they sit. Not only are they going to have to get past these kinds of talking of the first hill, the second hill they're going to have to climb is to align policies and whose policy actually puts forward. East or West policy? Palestine, Israel, Russia, Ukraine. They're going to have to sit down and say BEE or no BEE. And that's not just a West-East favor, because we've in 30 years juggled this boat from president to president, from West to East. One likes Russia, the other one prefers America. That's it. So this government is now sitting with exactly the two opposites. One wants East, the other one wants West, and that's going to have to crack down right through policy decisions, economically, and also policy. So that's the second hill. And that hill will have to be conquered as soon as this one is done, hopefully in the next couple of days. And Chris, just to add a caveat, we're quite hard on ourselves when we think that we can fix a government in 11 days and present it. There are countries that take 5 months just to sort out a cabinet. But the reason it's happening in this country, the reason why day 11 today is like boiling point, is this country is on its own level of boiling point. Ons op die typische scenario waar ons nou gatvol is. We are at that tipping point of saying, can we just get on with it? Can we get the rudder in place, put up the sails, and get Ship South Africa in the sea? And I think that's why it's critical that this gets done.
Well, Neil, while there's this jockeying for positions and entry into this government, Cape Town has become a worse killing field than ever. How many people died in recent days? There's a war on the flats.
Yeah. Yes, because there is. We can now paint the zebra any color again that we want. This is coming back black and white. It is shocking the amount of gunfire, the amount of killing that has gone on in the past 3 days in the Western Cape. And you know, the thing that I always say is there's a cliche, and I'm part of it, I stay here. It is a stunning city. It is probably a emerald or a diamond of the world. But in the back of it, behind this facade, murder, mayhem, and gang violence has overtaken, and in my opinion, as I said to a commentator this morning, it's out of control. It's out of control because you can see the video footage coming on Twitter, on everywhere. It's bursting. Someone said to me, but Neil, what would you do about it? Wrong person, to be honest, to ask. Because if you wanted me to go sort out this problem, like I kind of did a couple of years ago, then you must know there's only one way I would deal with this, and that is thunder and lightning. Ek sal donder weer afbring op hierdie kriminele. There's only one way to intervene, and that is to intervene, but with a almighty force. I would bring in the military, I would bring in the police, law enforcement, anybody that can carry a bulletproof license for a gun, I would bring them in. I would put a force of 5,000 people into this situation, and I would solidify it. I would take 3 months, and I would wipe them out. Now, when you speak like that, people go, what about human rights? Luister vir my, human rights are hard. When you go and you are about to shoot one another and you kill a child and you kill an innocent person, I will take away your human rights. Probably just lost 950,000 voters. I don't care. There's one way that you deal with a criminal, you deal with him. Now, this is where I must tell you, we will have to sort out this government, because the longer we take to appoint a minister of police, a minister of defense, a minister of justice, that is as long it's going to take to see who they appoint, so that ons regtig nou 'n lyn kan trek. Chris, we must pull a line in the sand with this, and it's going to take hard work, at times a cold heart, maar ons weet hoe om met hulle te deel. And I'm sorry, it's not happening at the moment, and I am going to do whatever I can, because remember, I'm on the outside at the moment, to influence the inside. But our children cannot continue dying on the street like this. Sorry, you can see I'm a bit... That Mark made water.
No, Neil, I'm with you. I mean, this is a historic problem. It goes back to the apartheid years when Cape Town was the crime capital of the world, even then, because of what was happening with the gangs. And I remember sitting with families many times on the flats whose children had been killed in the crossfire. Here we are, so many years down the line, and now they are running battles in broad daylight while politicians are fighting for positions.
Because there's a lot of excuses. You know, it's not a gang problem. It's not a crime problem. It's a social problem. We need to look at the problem in the Cape Flats where the people were taken. Yes, they were taken and they were dumped. They were taken without a future. Yes, there's major social disparities. I understand that. But that is a different way and a different department and a different part of government that must intervene. But I am from that side of government where if you pick up a gun and you point it, you will die. There is just this absolute understanding that if we need to sort out social disparity, in other words, poverty, job creation, absolutely. And I hope we get a government that now for once and for all will start shutting up with cliches and getting involved to intervene in poverty. But in the interim, it does not give you the bloody right to take up a gun, to take up drugs, to take up criminality and say, but this is justified. We, as a South African Republic, coming now from Neil de Beer, we will never tolerate insurrection, revolution, and the total collapse of justice, law, and order. I'm not that kind of person, and I want us to know, to speak about curbing crime, to speak about taking on crime is one thing, but to kick the door and to take that person to justice isn't just about the arrest. It's about the conviction. Conviction. So it's easy to go kick down doors. Maar vrijdag kom je donder weer terug. Dat is politie. So we don't just have a policing collapse, we have a justice collapse. And if we don't get the two working like a perfect V8, we are never going to complete that circle. So we must have a strong minister of police, but near the nonsense gaan vat nie, but a justice minister that understands justice, but will ensure it is free and fair, but it must be just. And I think today we don't have the two, and that's why, sorry, I need these ministers to be announced so that we can get moving.
Well, apart from the factional battles within the so-called government of national unity, I do not think anybody can underestimate the influence of former President Jacob Zuma and the hold his allies and his party may have on the security cluster.
You know, we've got a military term, embedded. We are embedded with the enemy. We are embedded. You know, the word embedded, it means, ons is daar in die bed, ons is daar. Ons sit hier in die kamer. You know, we're not in the bedroom outside. We're in the bed. Embedded means there are people within. Now, Chris, there's no doubt that there is a huge conclave, cell, grouping of people in the ANC, and not just in the ANC, but in government, that has Jacob Dilihlahla Zuma, umsolozi, as a person that they respect, and might I be saying something called serve, still. So you must make no mistake, umkhonto wesizwe, where I come from, is a closed nucleus of people. You can't just evaporate it. You cannot just disappear the loyalty. It's like going to our old SANDF soldiers that are also war veterans, and you tell them they cannot coexist because the people from Dritte Deutsch 3-2 Battalion will remain, the people from the Parachute Battalion. It's a code. There's no difference to this. So there are people that swear to MK. There are people that swear to Jacob Zuma. Our problem, and I always tell people, is forget about the people in the ANC. I'm going to drop something quickly, may I? Just drop a pebble. When the apartheid government surrendered, yes, they surrendered, the uniformed conclave, when the security cluster had to be amalgamated with the MK and with the ANC's military wing, we had to have that scenario where the military, the police, and the security cluster of this country had to be amalgamated. And as this amalgamation grew, and it's 30 years later, I can tell you now that the majority of the people that are in control of the defense force of this country, I'm talking about the people that carry the sword, are in Canada. The majority of the leadership currently that are within the policing sort are MK. And the majority of people within the intelligence cluster are ex-MK because there was integration, Chris. MK got integrated into the forces. So your problem does not just lie when you say, but it's an ANC thing and it's a Jacob Zuma thing. No, it's a territorial thing. It is a loyalty thing. So your problem is going to be, how will Cyril, who, by the way, excuse me, Cyril does not come from there. Cyril is a unionist. He comes from the mine workers union. He's not, as far as I'm concerned, just because you wear a bloody uniform doesn't mean that you're a soldier. It just means that you've got good fashion taste. So there are certain people that don the bloody uniform, and now they're suddenly a soldier. And you've seen some of them now go from uniform to gum boots in parliament. But listen to me quickly. They are soldiers and they are soldiers. Cyril was not a front combatant. He was never a person which could be put on the same level as Kozani. It's not possible. So he needs to understand that amongst him, within the police, within the army, within intelligence, he's got people that will always remain loyal to MK and without a doubt have an affinity for Jacob Zuma. And that is another thing we've got to watch. Not to say that it's going to have an impact, not to say that it's going to throw the apple cart over. But I mean, we were born at night, Chris, not bloody last night.
Neil, now we've seen a week of leaked letters and posturing statements. But what debates have been taking place behind the scenes? What are people saying that we do not see in the headlines?
I think the word leaked is stupid, because I think the word leaked, if you go look at the definition in any Oxford dictionary, it's kind of something that came out that wasn't supposed to. I don't think they leaked. I think they're just bloody given. I don't think of it in Afrikaans, die kraan lek. So in other words, it's a fault. So it's like you can turn the tap, but it's still leaking. So it's not on purpose. Rubbish. This is purpose. Someone inside gives the media it, because this has become a media game. Now, I've said this. The minute that you start negotiating an anti-nuptial with your wife in public, everybody wants to get something when the divorce comes. Yeah, that was never almost 100%. So I'm saying, this is not a leak. Can we stop this? Can in the Neil De Beer Biz News Weekly conclave, can we stop using the word leak? Because dit word nie geleak nie, dit word gebladigeer. And in my opinion, that has become the game that is played. Because the minute, you know, someone told me, Chris, and I don't believe it, I don't know, I've never practiced it, but they say there is a perfect crime. Mm. It's the one that you do on your own. Because the minute that you do a crime plus one, it's over. Hy gaan praat. So the minute that there's a talk between me and the other person, it's okay. But the minute that you take me and you out of it and we make it the nation, now it's a problem. And I'm telling you, this was done purposefully. And they can deny it. I have no de facto evidence. Again, it just makes sense because it's being leaked too much, too many times, too often. Ek bedoel, een lek, okay, twee lekke, dit raak interessant, maar drie lekke, someone's doing something wrong. So, yeah, we've got to get to the point where no matter what they leaked and no matter what they gave, the end result must be government of national unity, cabinet ministers in place, deputy ministers in place, and something interesting, by the way, they went deeper in these discussions than just minister and deputy minister. They started talking about who will have the authority of DG and deputy DG. That never actually happened in any of the current inner ANC transfers where they said that minister, deputy minister can change, but the executive, the DGs, the deputy DG, etc., that they must also be scrutinized. This is the first time that it's happening. The DA is asking for that. And let me quickly tell you, not a bad move, because you don't kill a tree by chopping off the branch, Chris. You kill a tree by removing the root. And maybe, no matter what happens, this is what this country is now demanding. Al hierdie sifboom, hierdie boom wat vrot, take it out. Take it out completely. And you, the ANC, you are the people that know exactly where the roots are. Because what we are seeing is the trunk and the branch. No, no, no. You're almost with us now. So tell us where the roots are, and you are going to have to now help us dig out those roots. That's Government of National Unity for you.
Thank you. That was Neil DePeo, the President of the United Independent Movement, speaking to BizNews, and I am Chris Stain. Thank you, Neil.